I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The US Coast Guard says it's taking currents and sea changes into account in doubling the size of the searching area for the Titan submersible missing since Sunday near the wreck of the Titanic in the North Atlantic. A French vessel is due to join the search. It can deploy a robot to easily reach 4 kilometres down to the seabed. Estimates suggest the 5 men on board have less than 24 hours of oxygen. Sean Leet, the head of the company that owns Polar Prince, which launched the Titan, said it was still at the site supporting the rescue effort.
Our crews and onshore team are experts in their fields and will continue to support this effort in every way we can. We remain focused on contributing to the search for the Titan crew and continue to hold out hope that they will be located and brought home safely.
The UN envoy to Afghanistan says it will be almost impossible for the international community to recognise the Taliban government while it limits women's rights. Afghans have faced the world's largest humanitarian crisis since the Taliban seized power almost 2 years ago. Jessica McCallan has more details.
Since the Taliban regained control of Afghanistan in 2021, women have been barred from most jobs as well as public places. Rosa Otunbayeva said the limitations on women's lives were damaging Afghanistan's economy, inflicting suffering on half the population, and were hugely unpopular amongst ordinary people. She said she told the Taliban that the restrictions will cost it both domestic and international legitimacy. It cannot expect to be recognised by the UN, she said, whilst it acts against the values expressed in the United Nations Charter.
The Parliament of Bosnia's majority Serb region has voted in favour of legislation stating the region will no longer recognise decisions by the International High Representative. Mr Schmidt, who has wide-ranging powers, has warned of unspecified consequences if the legislation went through. Here's Guy Delaunay.
The government of the country's majority Serb region has never accepted the legitimacy of the current office holder, Christian Schmidt. During a debate in Republika Srpska's assembly, one MP described Mr. Schmidt's appointment as illegitimate. The vote not to recognise the High Representative's decisions will increase concerns about secession. Now the question is whether he'll act on that warning.
A US National Guardsman charged with 6 counts of leaking military secrets has pleaded not guilty in a federal court in Massachusetts. Jack Teixeira was arrested in April for allegedly arranging the most damaging leak of classified documents in a decade. Prosecutors say he transferred files to gamers on the messaging app Discord that quickly spread across the internet. The judge declined to release Mr. Teixeira pending his trial. World News from the BBC. Ukraine's President Zelensky says he's disappointed that NATO will not be inviting his country to join the alliance at next month's summit in Lithuania. He told the BBC Ukraine would be the strongest member of NATO's eastern flank, something it's proved with the way it's been fighting against Russia. The Israeli army says it's used a drone to strike a car carrying what it called a terrorist cell in the occupied West Bank. Military sources say 3 Palestinian gunmen were killed. Sebastian Usher reports.
This is the first drone strike by the Israeli army in the West Bank for 17 years, as violence continues to escalate for a third day. Military sources say the occupants of the car were targeted after they fired on a checkpoint. There was another military escalation on Monday when Israel used a helicopter gunship during a major confrontation with Palestinian militants in Jenin for the first time in more than 20 years. 7 Palestinians died during that operation. On Tuesday, 4 Israelis were killed in apparent retaliation by Hamas members. That's provoked reprisals from hundreds of Israeli settlers.
Emergency workers are searching for 2 people missing after a large explosion in an historic part of central Paris. At least 24 people have been injured, 4 seriously. The blast tore through a building housing a design school in the French capital's Latin Quarter. Witnesses said there had been a strong smell of gas just before the explosion. After 6 years of painstaking digging, Dutch archaeologists have revealed a 4,000-year-old sanctuary the size of 3 football fields. Excavated on an industrial site in the town of Tiel, it contains 3 burial mounds, one of which has the remains of 60 men, women and children. Built with soil and wood, it was arranged to align with the sun on the longest and shortest days of the year. That's the BBC News.